The U.S. Supreme Court made abortion legal in the United States 44 years ago, and abortion opponents have marched to protest that ruling every year since. Utah was the exception until Saturday. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Fight for life!
Hundreds of marchers gathered in the frigid morning air outside the city county building in downtown Salt Lake. Small pink and blue flags in the frozen lawn represented the 3,200 abortions in Utah each year. Anya Diley of Provo carried a poster.
And I think people are starting to realize it's a human rights issue. More than anything else, it's human rights.
Utah's first ever March for Life ended at the state capitol, where speakers rallied for an end to abortion. Mary Taylor urged around 500 protesters to make their voices heard.
It is so important that you speak, that you call your legislators, that you write your legislators in support of pro-life bills and in opposition.
Taylor leads Pro-Life Utah, which organized Saturday's event. She advocated for legislation like a bill to change the state's informed consent law to include what activists call, quote, abortion reversal, unquote. Another would outlaw abortions in Utah after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Current law bans abortions after 22 weeks. Carrie Galloway is CEO of Utah Planned Parenthood. She sees an important role for abortion opponents like these, but objects to their efforts to cut off funding for the health services her agency provides.
We have a conscience, and we believe women need help, and we're going to be able to be there to provide it for them should they choose to ask.
Planned Parenthood had its own celebration for the Roe v. Wade ruling on Friday. Judy Fays, KUER News.